AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Authorities across Europe are trying to track down a Tunisian man suspected of driving that truck into a Christmas market in Berlin, killing 12. One of the man's brothers is urging him to surrender. Meanwhile, President-elect Trump says such an attack shows he's been right all along about Islamic terrorism.
In between meetings at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, the president-elect told reporters watching from a distance the deadly Berlin bloodshed was terrible and wasn't just an attack on Christians.
An attack on humanity. That's what it is. It's an attack on humanity.
And he says attacks like this have to be stopped. Trump adds it proves he's 100% correct in his calls for curbs on Muslim immigration to the U.S. He spoke after conferring with top national security aides and getting the presidential daily briefing prepared by U.S. intelligence. Mark Smith at the White House.
Outgoing North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory blames left-wing groups for scuttling an agreement that would have repealed an anti-LGBT law. A special session ended without approved legislation to get rid of House Bill 2. Democratic State Senator Jeff Jackson.
The deal was simple. Charlotte repeals its ordinance and we fully repeal HB 2 without any strings. This bill breaks that deal.
Uber has pulled its self-driving cars from California roads. State regulators had moved to revoke their registrations.
Self-driving cars in California have to have a special permit that marks them as test vehicles. They have to have a driver behind the wheel at all times. Uber had tried to argue two different ways. They were advertising these as self-driving cars, but they told the state, well, they're not really self-driving cars because they're not quite as autonomous as some of these other ones that are being tested.
The AP's Andrew Dalton. Jurors have recommended a death sentence for a California sex offender, Stephen Dean Gordon, who abducted and killed four women over 6 months while wearing an electronic monitoring device. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors say they've uncovered a bribery scheme aimed at the nation's third largest public pension fund. The AP's Warren Levinson reports.
A former top official at the New York State Common Retirement Fund is accused of steering billions of dollars to two broker-dealers who supplied him with drugs, luxury vacations, a $17,000 watch, and cash. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara announced the indictment of Navnoor Kang.
This case finds itself at the intersection of public corruption and securities fraud. Unfortunately, this appears to be a busy intersection.
Kang's attorney says he's not guilty and looking forward to trial. This is the second charge this year involving a public pension fund. The state controller pleaded guilty to similar charges 6 years ago. Warren Levinson, New York.
Buckingham Palace officials say Queen Elizabeth and her husband, Prince Philip, have delayed their planned Christmas trip to the Queen's country estate north of London because both are suffering from heavy colds. The Queen turned 90 this year. Philip is 95. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.